This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and that you're involved and engaged, being part of. And you do need to be part of the solution. You really do. You know, we've got so much happening, so much going on. You know, it's not just you getting involved, engaged, but let's get other people involved, engaged. Let them know what's going on. Let them know where they can get information. And get informed. I mean, again, if I'm not your cup of tea, you turn into the show and you're just kind of lukewarm on it, find somebody that will tell you the truth. Find somebody that will give you the information you need to step out of it. Because you don't want to be talked at. You want to be told what's going on and some of the issues, some of the things you can do to make an actual change. Right? I mean, it's that simple. If you got something to say, give me a holler, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what you think about, whether it's the show or anything else. Love to know where you stand on certain issues, certain things. Right? And it's a big deal. Because I know it's kind of a cliche-ish thing to say, but we are in this together, all of us. We're all fighting for the same stuff, I hope. Right? We all want our freedoms. We all want our abilities to make a living, to enjoy what God's given us, the government that God's given us. Some of you will say, I don't want to hear my voice. Okay, well, great. Then send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. That's simple. Not a big deal. Not even that hard to do. All right, bunch of stories out there that we need to talk about, deal with, discuss, whatever way you want to say it. You know, we've had reported now it's already starting with the Biden campaign, or the Biden, I don't want to call it the administration, because they haven't been sworn in yet, and I don't think they will be. I really don't. You can laugh at me later on and tell me how off I am and everything else. Right? We'll find out for sure on the 20th, won't we? And I still believe there will be an outrage like we haven't seen in this country in 200 plus years. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, God, this is another one. We're going to do all the crazy stories from the week. And Mayor de Blasio now is accused of using the NYPD as a scapegoat shortly after the George Floyd protests. You know, again, I've been calling these people the party of non-responsibility for eons now. Because they are. They are the party of non-responsibility. They don't take responsibility for anything they do wrong, any of the decisions they make. It's always somebody else's. The reason it failed was because of somebody else. The murder rate in Chicago, the amount of murders in town, I mean, they're on track to have one of the worst years ever for murders. And you listen to the mayor and she'll tell you it's not her fault. It's the adjoining states because they have guns. They allow guns. So that's how guns make it in our city. I am sure that the crooks, robbers, and so forth are going over to the neighboring states, buying guns there legally, and then coming back to Chicago just to shoot up people. Right? The union, the head of the union for the New York City detectives blasted a report on Friday that found police officers use excessive force against protesters over the summer, while suggesting the head of the agency that conducted the inquiry may be conflicted. Paul Giancano, he's the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. He accused Mayor Bill de Blasio and Department of Investigations, Margaret Garnett, of using the New York Police Department as a scapegoat for the violence. See, you see how this goes? You've got the same thing going down now with the DA in Los Angeles. He says all the stuff the police are doing, all the stuff the courts are doing, that's what's causing crime to rise. They're backwards. Come on. Look at Seattle, Portland, Chicago, now de Blasio in New York. Every one of these people want less cops, right? They want less punishment because it's the cops and the punishment in the courts that are causing crime to rise. This is a mental disorder. This is a problem. Okay, got that out. The DEA statement on the Department of Investigations protest report. DEA President Paul Giancamo said that the irony that the DOI commissioner is appointed directly by the mayor should not be lost on anyone. Once again, we see the example of the mayor and his fellow politicians taking no responsibility and blaming it all on the police. Our brave men and women in blue were sent to do an impossible job by elected officials. They sent mixed messages about what they wanted to have experience in these dangerous situations. Hundreds of cops were injured. Right? They were sent to these situations and they were injured. Because they were told not to use force or not to do certain things. And yet it's the cops' fault. Elected officials have no business in police work. Elected officials have no business in military. When Obama had to talk to attorneys before he decided what to bomb, who to bomb, and how to bomb, unreal. Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Not just love being with you, spending time with you guys, and appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. And I do appreciate you guys and the comments that you make during the show. Now, remember, I can't read those and the other things I have to read at the same time. But I do appreciate the time that you've been involved. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. There's a million things you can do up there. Two things that I want you to pay attention to. All right? One of them is if you don't like emails, you know, you can sign up for the email blast. Real simple. You do it right there on the website. But if you don't like the emails, then you can get alerted by text. And actually, simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And you'll get a text alert when the show's going to start. And I don't do it every night. I don't do it every time the show starts. I figure after a while you get in the groove and you'll figure it out and it'll be great. Also, you can find you really can find us all over the place. AUN Network, which are TV stations in Northern California area. And on the GCN Network, a multitude of stations there as well. So I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Also, don't hesitate to hit that the donation button. Very much appreciate that. The social information platforms, misinformation. I wanted to call it misinformation platforms. Those, you know, keeping us from selling our product or getting people to know more about the show. They're making it almost impossible. And you've seen what happened recently. They're shutting down more and more and more and more and more of these conservative pages. Not the liberal, just the conservative ones. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much appreciate the time you spent with us. All right, back to the party of non-responsibility. Love it. De Blasio, the man has never taken responsibility for anything. But you know what? You guys in New York, you keep reelecting him. So it's kind of hard to have, kind of hard to feel sorry for you. And then I can't believe the people that protect him. He is taking a shot at the people who protect him. And the problem was that the New York PD was too violent, in his mind, too violent with the protesters. The fact that they were burning NYPD cars, the fact that they were smashing windows, that had nothing to do with anything. What do you want him to say? Pardon me? Please stop? Hey, you don't have to burn them all. You can just burn every other police car. NYPD use of force and crowd control often failed to discriminate between lawful, peaceful protesters and unlawful actors. They contributed to the perception that officers were exercising force, in some cases beyond that was necessary. Look at, when you're in there, I'm sorry. You've brought yourself down to an area where there's violence going on, things happening. You can't expect the cops in split seconds to be able to figure out who's peaceful and who isn't. As a matter of fact, if you're truly peaceful protesters, if you truly feel and believe in what you're doing and you don't want anybody to disrupt it, when that violent person shows up, jump on them. Hand them over to the police. Show them that you want to do the right thing and that you want to protest in a righteous way and you don't want them screwing things up for you. What do you think? It's just an idea. It's a season of reflection right now. That's what the holidays are, he said. I read this report and I agree with it. I agree with its analysis. I agree with its recommendations because it makes very clear that we've got to do something different. We've got to do something better. Yeah, they got to get rid of you. The best way to make New York City better than it was before, get rid of de Blasio. Vote him out. Get somebody in there who actually gives a crud about the city. Giacomo blamed elected leaders for not throwing this, and he's dead right. The elected officials in that city, in and around that city, should have opened their mouths and said, no, this report is wrong. This is not what went down. This is not how it happened. But they didn't. Look, I used to tell my kids when they were getting involved in something and wanted to go, look, if there's trouble there, if you see it's going to get out of hand, if you see there's going to be a problem at the party or whatever it is that you're going, get out of there. Get away from it. Hundreds of cops were injured. Hundreds of businesses were destroyed. And the cops got virtually no support from City Hall, no support from Albany, the State House. Maybe the elected officials are the ones that need to be retrained. What do you think? I'm telling you, man, we've blown this big time. We've got people in Congress, maybe not so much the Senate, maybe the Senate too, but mostly the Congress. We've got people in Congress that can't even spell Constitution. They don't really care that we have, you know, it's funny, when you listen to the Dem legislators talk, it never has the constitutional spin on it. You ever notice that? It's always about what I think. I think we ought to be going down this road. I think we ought to be doing this. The one that was a lot of fun, and they've shut her up to a big degree, or maybe the virus has shut her up. When AOC was on these committees, these investigative committees, the questions she would ask you would just sit there and scratch her head. Especially when she talked about the illegal immigrants, when she was talking about how bad the Border Patrol was with them, and they hadn't committed a crime. And she had to be reminded several times that being here illegally in this country is a crime. And frankly, the morons don't understand, it's a crime that they can take care of. Right? Or am I missing something? No, come on. Congress keeps forgetting they make the laws. And they're having hearings to take our Border Patrol people and others to task for enforcing the laws that they make. Hello? Anybody else find this to be extremely amusing? I do. It shows you how ignorant they are, truly, to how the law works. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about a federal judge that rejected a lawsuit brought by a law firm in Purdue out of Georgia. When you hear about why the lawsuit was brought, you're going to do the same thing I did. You're going to scratch your head to try to figure out why it was rejected by the judge. It's very plain. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break here on the Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive the shot the following week to avoid a situation in which all of the leaders of the incoming administration experience side effects at the same time. Both did express concerns regarding a vaccine during the campaign. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen Pence received the vaccine on Friday. A second COVID-19 vaccine was cleared for use in the United States by health regulators. Vaccinations with the Moderna shot could start as early as Monday. A bill to keep the government open was signed by President Trump. The Senate and House both passed a two-day stopgap funding measure to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight. The bill gives lawmakers until Sunday to agree on a larger spending bill and coronavirus relief package. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the comments that you make in any one of the number of chat rooms that you guys decide to get involved with. The federal judge rejected an election lawsuit by Loeffler and Perdue out of Georgia. And simply what they're trying to do is they're trying to avert another lawsuit on phony votes. They have celebrities and activists that are calling for people to move to Georgia just for the runoff. But there's a law in Georgia that says you can't vote in a runoff if you didn't live there for the original election. Right? Very simple. Simply worded one. The complaint aimed to force elections authorities in Georgia to segregate ballots cast by voters who registered after November 3rd. The reason they did that is they knew there was going to be a Senate runoff and people were going to run up, run in, run over, just like they did in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's got this goofy law, and I do mean goofy law, that says that if you're planning to move to New Hampshire in the next, I don't know, 3 months, whatever, you can register to vote there. And then vote and then go, oh, you know what, we couldn't get escrow to close, couldn't come up with the down payment, so we're out of here. People are nuts. Well, I don't know how they let them get away with it, frankly. Other than to say, it called corruption. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, U.S. District Court Judge Lisa Wood rejected their request, said the case didn't contain enough evidence. What? You're not asking for evidence. You're saying, look at everybody that registered to vote after the 3rd. 73,000 people, actually. Shouldn't a bell or whistle go up somewhere over that? The federal lawsuit's main claim was that Georgia Constitution bars people from voting in a runoff election who would not have been eligible to vote in the state election. It asked that the court require Georgia elections authorities just to segregate the ballots registered between November 4th and December 7th to check and see if they voted in another state that same year. These are not unruly requests. Right? I mean, anybody with me here? And celebrities and others are pushing big time for people to move to Georgia just to do this, just to vote. And I'm not going to go through. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I don't want to read this. This is ridiculous. The Georgia runoff election is a continuation of the general election or special election, according to the law. That's according to Article 2, Section 2 of the Georgia Constitution. A runoff election shall be a continuation of general election, and only persons who were entitled to vote in the general election shall be entitled to vote therein. Only those votes cast for persons designated for the runoff shall be counted in tabulation and canvassing. What that means, according to the suit, is that a person who is not a Georgia resident on November 3rd may not move to Georgia, cast a ballot on January 5th runoffs. And it's not clear how the court's going to look at it. See, this is the stuff that makes me crazy. Well, gets me further into Crazyville. It's very obvious if you move to Georgia, rent an apartment, do whatever you do, rent a room from somebody, which is exactly how they do this. Right? Somebody's crooked them. Somebody's in an apartment. Whatever. Can I use your address? Of course you can use my address. Yep. Right? They move there. Wink, wink. And then what happens? They vote and they leave. Maybe there should be like a $10,000 fine for anybody who doesn't stay in Georgia for at least 6 to 8 months after they vote. Although, it wouldn't matter. Soros would pay it and be all over. Law for Purdue and the NRSC say that election authorities in Georgia are not taking adequate precautions to prevent people from moving to the state and voting in the runoff. The suit claims that at least almost 1,000 of the individuals identified on the new registrant list previously voted in 2020 general election in another state. Work this through. So they got almost 1,000 people already that they can prove in 2020 voted in their true home state. 425 voted in a state where a U.S. Senate race was held. And there's more. They just need more time and more and be able to go through those better. You know, when Americans, right-wing Americans especially, start to realize that their vote doesn't count, start to realize that the deck is stacked against them, and not for the purity of America, not for the purity of the U.S., but simply because of the group of people that want power, you're going to have an uprising. You're going to have a problem. You're going to have violence. I'm not calling for it. It's just a reality. You know, this joke that the education system has, that the schools promote, if somebody is beating on you, and you turn around and fight back or defend yourself, you're both suspended. How ridiculous is that? If I'm defending myself, I shouldn't be suspended. I should be commended for not letting the bully take advantage of me. And the only way to make sure that these guys have a secure, accurate, and integral election in January is to make sure that the people voting truly have a right to vote. Now, the suit came after Republican Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who Purdue and Loeffler have called on to resign, trying to register out-of-state voters from Georgia. Why isn't he looking? Why isn't... And forget, listen, can we get past the Republican and Democrat thing for a minute? Right? I mean, I know what you feel. But for real. A state attorney general, the secretary of state, and the governor should all be concerned with the reality of the vote, with who really has a right to vote and doesn't. State Attorney General Chris Carr, a Republican, also issued a warning about residency requirements. And he was beat up by Governor Brian Kemp, who said anyone who is registered to vote or attempts to vote knowing that they do not meet the residency requirements will be guilty of a felony under Georgia law. The Georgia Attorney General and Secretary of State's office, they wouldn't comment citing that, you know, there's potential litigation, other things going on. The campaign for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, you know, they didn't return. They're not going to respond to this. They're not going to say anything about it until after the election. You know that. I mean, you're looking at think about all the election litigation out there right now. Right? Now, between Trump and his buddies, they have filed dozens of these lawsuits. But based now on what we saw SCOTUS do, or have heard that they've done, which I believe to be truth, I do believe it to be true. I can see that happening. I can see John Roberts not giving a crap about what the law says and just taking a swipe at Trump. You know, really funny. The thing that really set up all the bells and whistles for Joe Messina was when Roberts said, there are no such thing as a Biden judge. I'm not a Biden. Well, same thing. Obama judge and a Trump judge. That's so wrong. That's so BS. We have plenty of liberal judges that it's very obvious that they look at what they want as an outcome and they try to find a way to make that happen as opposed just to following the law to the letter. You know, as far as the Texas thing goes, I'm going to go back to what I said before. I don't back off it to a degree. No matter what Robert said, conservative, constitutionalist, originalist justices, they're going to follow the process, the procedure. That's what they want to see. But not the liberal ones. I would still love to get inside the head of some of those conservative judges who went along with Roberts. Do you care about the law? Or do you care about letting this country become socialist? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I know. I'm trying not to be downbeat. See if I can find a happy story. Don't count on it. Be back in a few minutes.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. This is Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I always appreciate when you guys hang out with me. I love what you write in the chat room. What else do you want to call it? It's a chat room. It's a chat space. It's where you're talking to each other. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with each other. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of this, part of the show. And I do want you to make it your show. When I tell you I want you to make it your show, I'm not kidding. Some of you, topics, and some of you have not been real successful in getting some of them on the air, but hey, whatever. We'll keep trying. I don't give up that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I don't know which one of these to do. Here. This will be fun. Part of what prompted the lawsuit I was talking about in the last segment was that almost 76,000 new Georgia voters were registered right after November 3rd. Come on, let that sink in for a second. So right after they realized it was going to be a runoff election, 73,000 voters who have never casted a vote, 76, who haven't casted a vote before, haven't voted before, decided to now run to the state, register to vote. What do you think of that? I mean, you think that these people all of a sudden were incited or excited to show up and vote for the Democrat senator? Why didn't they show up to vote to begin with? Why didn't they show up to vote to make sure that Biden got in? I'm just asking. It doesn't make any sense. Another thing I love is that the people running for office for the Dems, I think they're 4.5 feet apart here, 4 feet apart. No masks? Oh, my. What if they'll get called out? And over half of those 76,000 that have registered are under 35. Some of them just turned 18 a couple of days ago. Right? I mean, after they turned 18, after November 3rd. Many of the 76,000 were new Georgia residents. The state election data shows the number of voters in the state has increased by 35,000 people a month. That means about 35,000 people are moving in the state every month, or that there were a bunch of people that just didn't see any need to vote, right? There are almost 8 million registered voters in the state of Georgia. 5 million turned out for the vote, for the presidential vote. Many Georgians have voted in regularly high numbers, with 356,000 casting their ballots just in the first 2 days. You think they just want to get it over with? Another 700 plus thousand. They voted early, really early. Now, we're nearly 3 weeks left until the election. Voter turnout's already been at 38%. Now, here's the thing. These numbers have jumped so exponentially, it's very hard to believe them. Very, very hard. Now, Loeffler and Perdue campaigns accused Raffenberger, who was butting heads with fellow Republicans of President Trump in recent weeks over election results. They're on him for failing to release a list of newly registered voters. He won't do it. He should. He has to by law. That's why I say to you, these people, the law doesn't apply to them anymore. Republicans are worried that Democrats could move to Georgia temporarily to vote in the Senate runoffs. In a statement provided by Fox News, the campaign's called for transparency and process. They voiced support for the new lawsuit that seems to address double voting. Now, there's too much at stake in these elections to be any doubt. Well, it's too late. We already have doubt. They've already given it. Look at, from that time and even before, from the time that President Trump has been elected, and then the next election in 2018, we just sat like we were blind. The Republicans did, like nothing went wrong. When you had people that were 150 and 160 years old voting in Virginia, when you had a multitude of precincts that had 110 to 120% of the people coming out to vote, I'm talking about 110 or 120% of the people that lived there. How can you have 100 people live in a precinct and 120 people come out and vote? Oh, we didn't know about the other 20? They never thought to register before just that weekend? Come on, think about it. And then it's funny, you know, you talk about terminologies or words being used. The Republicans always say the same thing. We want every legal vote counted. The Democrats say we want all votes counted. The illegal ones, the legal ones, the ones that have been counted 5 and 6 and 7 times. Let that sink in. So it's not a reality of them wanting to make sure that it's upright and everything's cool and everything's good. They want every vote that's going to put their person in, because their person is the only person for the job, even though they know very little about the Constitution. I have no other way to put it. A And, you know, Congress, who has had, all year. I mean, this is the biggest do-nothing Congress we've ever seen. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe this has been so busy trying to impeach the president, get the president out, that they haven't passed a whole bunch of crap that would really, really hurt us all. What do you think? And Trump has to sign a two-day or a three-day stopgap bill because lawmakers couldn't avert their own shutdown. They couldn't come up with their own budget. Just amazing. And some of the stuff that they put in, I don't want to go through it. Now, the continuing resolution passed both the House and Senate, no kidding, just hours to spare before a midnight deadline. Now, the government shutdown will allow Congress time to just to iron out some sticking points in that just under $1 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Isn't that great? No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny about this either. I mean, isn't that great? It's like Nancy wanted $3 trillion. She's going to get one. What's been cut out? Because Nancy wouldn't agree to this unless she got some of what she wanted, or most of what she wanted, actually. Right? Is she going to get the money to bail out the states? I'm sure she does. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, a Democrat out of Maryland, said the public should not expect the bill to be agreed on sooner than Sunday afternoon. AOC, she blamed Republicans for the inability to reach a deal Friday, saying the stimulus checks have proven to be a sticking point. Right. What are they doing? No, seriously. What are they actually doing? They give somebody a little bump. They go, what, are they going to go buy Christmas gifts? They want $1,200. Republicans want $6. $600 is not enough. Why, $1,200 is enough? What is $1,200 enough for? Food? Gifts? They're going to pay electric and gas bills? What's it for? Let these businesses open up again. Why don't you do that? If you won't need any of this. Get these businesses open. I mean, really. They continue to fight for, she wants, not just her, Bernie, Josh Hawley out of Montana. They want $1,200 per person and a minimum of $500 for kids, for working families. So, if I got four kids at home, I'm going to get $2,000 for them, $1,200 for me, $1,200 for my wife. Wow. Cool. Why don't you handle it through EDD? Just give them food cards up to X amount of dollars. I mean, I'm not trying to say to give away all kinds of stuff, but I mean, why do this in such a fashion that it's ripe with fraud? Look at what happened here in California. $400 million given to convicts. Why would they need stimulus money? They paying off the jailers? The lunacy never stops. And then they want us to trust the fact, and they're cutting all kinds of people off in California for not have filing the proper paperwork. I'm talking about maybe people who don't have exactly what they're looking for because somebody's Social Security is closed down. It's not like you can go there and get a copy of your card. I don't know if you know this, but to get your Social Security card, you have to present a driver's license here. They want you to mail in your driver's license, and they'll mail it back to you because, you know, the government never loses anything. So you got nothing to worry about. Oh, God bless America, people. Yeah, I got to go calm down now. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website. Check it out. Check out the stories. You know, donate if you got it. $2, $5, $10, whatever it is you got. And then on top of that, you know, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the text messaging. Anything. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here with us next week.